So one day Zechariah was serving God in the temple. This is how it happened to Zechariah. For his order was on duty that week. So there's a sense that this angel injected into something was happening. As was the custom of the priests, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and burn incense. Sounded random. While the incense was being burned, a great crowd stood outside praying. And while Zechariah was in the sanctuary, an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing to the right of the incense altar. And Zechariah was shaken, and he was overwhelmed with fear when he saw him. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer. Your wife Elizabeth will give you a son, and you're to name him John." And then the angel goes on to describe to him what kind of a man John will be. He will be a man with the spirit and power of Elijah. He will prepare the people for the coming of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and he will cause those who are rebellious to accept the wisdom of the godly. And Zechariah said to the angel, "How can I be sure this will happen? I'm an old man now, and my wife is also well along in years." And the angel said, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the very presence of God, and it was he who sent me to bring you this good news. But now, since you didn't believe what I said, you will be silent and unable to speak until the child is born, for my words will certainly be fulfilled in their proper time." And then the next story happens on verse 26. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, so Zechariah went home, Elizabeth is now pregnant for 6 months, and now Mary. So where Zechariah's timing was quite strongly set up, like there was a specific time when he went into the temple, randomly it seemed, but orchestrated by God. Now Mary, we get no setup. We get no sense of how the angel set this up or how God sent this up. But God sent the angel Gabriel, same angel, to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married. Here we meet the name. We hear the name of a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you." And Mary was so troubled at his words and wondered what kind of a greeting this might be. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid. Mary, you found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." And then she gets a sense, just like Elizabeth did, of what her son will be like. "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, and his kingdom will never end." And Mary asks the angel, "But how can this happen?" And the angel says, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy. What's more, your relative Elizabeth, she's become pregnant in her old age, and people used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son. And now she's in her sixth month, for the word of God will never fail." So Luke has created these structures. Luke, the physician, he gives us these two pictures side by side so that we can compare them. So we have two angel visits, and then we also have two pregnancies. We've got Elizabeth, this woman who is past childbearing. It's too late for her, she's thinking. Elizabeth, immediately when she discovers she's pregnant, she withdraws, and she sequesters herself as a response to the pregnancy. Her world becomes very small. And Mary, an unmarried teen, thinking that her world is going to settle and expand as she gets married and her world will unfold as it is, she discovers that everything is going to change, and she goes immediately to Elizabeth. And you just get this picture of these two women now. So the next thing that Luke does is he puts these two prayers together. Mary, when she greets Elizabeth, prays the prayer that we were talking about today, and Zechariah prays also when John is born. Two angel visits by Mary to Mary and Zechariah, two pregnancies, Mary and Elizabeth, and now the two prayers. And this is how the story unfolds. So this chapter of Luke is the beginning of the birth stories of Jesus and John. We have placed the prayer of Mary at the center of this morning, and then we zoomed out to see how the gospel writer, Luke, has compiled and structured the story. And as we zoom further back, you can see how every gospel writer included even different components of the story. So today is the second Sunday of Advent, and we are going to focus on peace. We are thinking about peace. And this is not the hands in your ears and sing loudly, la, 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 la. I'm not listening to the bombs. I'm not listening to the terror. I'm not listening to the horrible things. It's not that kind of peace. Everything is good. Everything is peaceful. That is not the kind of peace that our Prince of Peace has come to declare. This is not just tinsel around the tree, sing Silent Night beautifully so that you can only think of the things that are peaceful and quiet in this moment of peace. This Prince of Peace steps into exactly where you are. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. And so if we can't own who we are, where we are, how limited we are, how can God find us? How can God come and be present in that space? So don't be afraid to say, this is who I am, God. This is who I am. I haven't even been able to drive. Randy took me out for a drive in the countryside 2 weeks after I had my surgery, and I saw the trees and I saw the sun and I just started crying. I thought it was fine, because Darlene always thinks she's fine, actually. I'm fine. I'm good. Why are you weeping at this, at the sight of the trees? God will meet you where you are. He is Emmanuel, God with us, not Emmanuel where God we think we should be. Zama, please come. Zama is going to read Mary's prayer again for us as we end this service. Good morning, Zama. Who do you have with you?
Destiny.
Zama brings destiny. Zama comes from South Africa. She arrived in September, and several weeks later, she gave birth to two little babies. She knows something of what Mary felt like, I think. So Zama, we invite you to pray this prayer.
It's from Luke 1. Verse 46 to 55. And Mary responded, "Oh, how my soul praises the Lord, how my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he took notice of his lowly servant girl, and from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy. And he has done great things for me. He shows mercy from generation to generation to all who fear him. His mighty arm has done tremendous things. He has scattered the proud and haughty ones. He has brought down princes from their thrones and exalted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. He has helped his servant Israel and remembered to be merciful. For he made his promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever."
And we're going to sing right after this, but I'm going to close with Mary's prayer as well. Oh, how we praise, we magnify you, Lord. We celebrate in God our Savior, because you take notice of us. You are the Mighty One, you are holy, and you have done great things for us. You show mercy from generation to generation to all who fear you. Your mighty arm has done amazing, tremendous things. You have scattered the proud and haughty ones. You have brought down princes from their thrones and exalted the humble. You have filled the hungry with good things and send the rich away with empty hands. We are your people. We ask you to come, Lord Jesus, into this world that desperately needs you, needs your peace. Amen.